This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right. We are back on Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Sorry, I'm kind of happy, girl. Passover ends tonight. It's been a very, very rough, very, very rough week and a half. And I'm really looking forward to tomorrow because that means I finally get to go potty. Oh, I cannot wait. Cannot wait. I'm going to, like, you know, make it a whole thing. You know, the cats and dogs are always in the bathroom whenever I'm there. And it's like, no cats and dogs. You know, I'm going to, you know, maybe have some music on in the background. I'm going to be pretty happy. Okay. Well, my MacBook is acting up. Let's talk about, really quickly, we got a lot of headlines. Okay. Stimulus money ran out. All right. We knew that was coming. Okay. You're going to give everybody checks. You're going to, you know, let businesses kind of hold off on paying their rent and, you know, give them loans that get to be forgiven. And mind you, I'm for that. I'm in support of that. I think that's all fantastic. But yeah, money's run out. So they either need to print some more, they need to borrow some more, or we'll kind of talk about that. We're also going to talk about how Harvard researchers weighed in. Harvard always wants to, you know, weigh in. It's so funny. You're from Harvard. Everybody wants to know what you have to think. So Harvard has kind of interjected, you know, their opinion on the whole matter, you know, when it comes to coronavirus. And their contribution is that we might have to social distance way into 2021. So Harvard, just please, you know, just right, sit this one out, okay? So just keep your opinion to yourself. We do not want social distancing for another year and a half. We also have guidelines on what social distancing should look like. We have 275 guidelines, protocols, on how social distancing should be now the new norm and what we should do in the near future, including no unnecessary speaking. No unnecessary speaking. They're trying to shut women up. I think it's very anti-woman. Okay, we have a lot to say. Anything we have to say is very necessary. There is nothing I've ever said that isn't unnecessary. Okay, there is a purpose for everything. So, you know, really unnecessary speaking, I'd rather get coronavirus, God forbid, than, you know, be told I can't speak. Yeah, so we're going to talk about rights, you know, and, you know, where this is going. But I have to address this, okay? For weeks, months, we've been told that smoking is bad when it comes to coronavirus. And mind you, before I even begin, smoking's bad. All right? Smoking is not supposed to be any function that your lungs partake in. The only thing your lungs are supposed to partake in is oxygen exchange and gas exchange, like carbon dioxide, etc. Not supposed to be breathing in marijuana. Not supposed to be breathing. Yes, I voted to legalize it, but you can eat it then. But I don't want you smoking it. The lungs are sacred. Leave the lungs alone. And we were told that the reason why China had it so much worse, how they got 70,000 cases in 1 week, which ends up being BS, was because they have a lot of smokers. So we're all like, oh, okay, all right, well, it's because they smoke. Meanwhile, then America gets it. Other countries get it. Yeah. And they're like, well, you know, it's probably because of smokers. Well, I guess somebody, I don't know if it's an actor, but somebody decided to speak out going, hold the phone. I'm not seeing smokers as affected by this. And apparently there have been some signs saying there's a chance that of all the coronavirus cases, there's only about 1.3% of them who are actual smokers. Now, I have to be very, very careful with this as a doctor. And as a broadcaster, because I do not want to, you know, perpetuate and propagate any wrong information. But I got told today that the FDA has now had to modify their stance on smoking and coronavirus. Now, they don't like smoking. They don't want anybody to smoke. But from what I understand, they are saying that there is not enough evidence or an undocumented effect of what smoking can do in terms of coronavirus, meaning they are going to possibly hold off saying that smoking puts people at risk of coronavirus. Mind you, it's all legalities, it's all liability, it's all, you know, they're not saying smoking's safe, they're not saying they want you to go smoke, they're not saying, you know, to go light up, buy a pack of cigarettes so you don't get coronavirus. But if that is true, where less of these patients that we are being told, the thousands upon thousands of patients that have coronavirus, where are we at right now? In the United States, we have 852,000 cases, 33,000 deaths. In America, if less than, you know, 1.3% were smokers, that would be kind of interesting. I mean, you know, people keep asking, and we are going to get your calls and your questions and your comments. Trust me, I know we have a lot of them. 1-877-DocDali, 1-877-DOCDALI. Where are the lupus patients? Lupus patients who have been on Plaquenil, are they in the hospital suffering from coronavirus? Where are those numbers? Where are people that smoke marijuana? Does marijuana help or hurt? Again, I'm going to still put it in the hurt column. I don't see how any lungs, you know, that are dealing with other stuff other than oxygen and carbon dioxide could be in a better state. But we would like to see those numbers. I mean, again, it's a spreadsheet. Just somebody make a flipping spreadsheet already. But, you know, I have a theory on this. If that's true, if smokers aren't as affected by coronavirus as severely, my guess is it's because you're drier. Okay, we have, you know, in medicine, we don't really use the terms, but when I was going to school, I kind of, you know, understood the concepts of something being wet and juicy and being dry. Like an adenocarcinoma that you could get in the colon is like wet and juicy. A squamous cell carcinoma you could get on the skin is like dry, or like in the lungs, dry, even though you could get adenocarcinoma in the lungs. But smokers may be more dry. A smoker, their immune system might be like, oh, crap, he's smoking again. You know what? I need a break. Okay, you know, I am done. I'm going to retire early. And so maybe smokers might not have as much of an immune response. I don't know. I'm pulling this out of my retroperitoneum right now. So seeing the FDA kind of back off a little bit means, okay, not to go and smoke, but can we get some numbers, please? That's all we're asking. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
It's totally normal to be constipated with belly pain, straining, and bloating again and again.
No way.
Maybe it's occasional constipation.
Maybe it's not.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives to help relieve belly pain and let you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Maybe it's not occasional constipation.
Nutrition. Learn more at linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. You may be able to talk to a doctor online. Visit linzess.com. Sponsored by Allergan and Ironwood.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. Runs in my family on the mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tuning in 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel for working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so we're being told that 3 p.m., is it Eastern time? Hopefully. Donald Trump is going to have, a conference call with governors to unveil a plan on how to reopen the country. Now, you know, Donald Trump, and understandably so, he's more of a money guy. He doesn't like the idea that everybody's out of work. He doesn't like the fact that we have millions of people unemployed, that the longer we stay unemployed, the harder it is to get our economy back. And, CEOs were being told or telling him, the country's testing system is not good enough to get the economy going. And as we've talked about, we have a choice between, you know, jumping into the water or sticking a toe in, going, oh, it's too cold. Okay, you know what? Okay, we got the toe in. We got the toe. Now, for some people, they've lost loved ones. They've been dealing with coronavirus. And they're looking at half the country as, what the heck are you guys talking about? Okay, this is a serious disease, a serious illness. I wish we would have been protected sooner. You know, can everybody please get on board? But you have a lot of the other country going, look, okay, it is a bad disease. Drunk driving's bad. Flu is bad. Heart disease is bad. Depression, addiction, suicide, you know, relapsing into, you know, your alcoholism is bad. And they're saying, look, we're going to have to outweigh the benefits and the risks. So it sounds like Trump is asking the opinion of doctors, which is wonderful, okay? But I don't want doctors being blamed, like we talked about the other day, for us still staying closed down. Now, I say that because we're not economists. Our job is to be doctors. Our job is to say, look, all right, we have a deadly disease. It's being transmitted this way. All right, we need hospital beds. We need medications. We need oxygen. We need ventilators. Okay, we need protective equipment so our staff doesn't get sick and so we don't get sick. All right, and, you know, we need a means to mitigate this pandemic. Okay, it's very hard to isolate when you have a pandemic. Epidemics, you could maybe isolate people like Ebola, you know, who are sick and quarantine them and whatever. When it's you know, when we're at the pandemic stage, it's really hard. You're just trying to stop any future spread. And so, you know, we doctors aren't very political. We're not very political at all. You know, you'll have some that, you know, belong to the AMA and all that, but the majority of us doctors are like, look, if I have a political platform, it's pro-patient. And the Republican and Democratic side all seem to have a pro-patient stance. Some feel that medicine needs to be done one way. Some feel medicine needs to do another way. You know, I lean more right with the way I think medicine needs to be done because I think Obamacare was an absolute mess and I think it hurt more people than helped. But, you know, doctors are split. You know, people say, well, you know, lawyers are liberal and doctors are conservative. Not always. No, I know a lot of conservative lawyers and I know a lot of liberal doctors. So, you know, it all depends on your patient base. It all depends on your, you know, ideologies, how you were grown up, you know, and the type of patients you guys are taking care of. If you're taking care of patients who are primarily Medicaid and you are frustrated with the Medicaid system and you think one political party is improving that Medicaid system, you're probably going to vote for that plan or, you know, be in support of that. So, you know, but me, where I stand is I don't want people to die. We have an absolute mess. This should have been handled completely different from the start. You know, I don't know how we would have fixed it. You know, spies in China, you know, earlier quarantining, you know, maybe, you know, back in 2003, still moving forward with a vaccine. That's what happens, you know, just like with the old Ebola outbreaks. You know, no, you don't have a lot of companies or pharmaceutical companies wanting to make a drug if they're not going to make money from it. There has to be incentives to make these drugs so we have something ready to go. But that's not how we do it. We are always chasing, you know, the tail of these viruses and of these bugs. So, yes, there are things I, you know, wish we had done. But, you know, where we are right now, we did what we could, you know. We waited to close down the country until we could kind of assess if that was something we needed to do. You know, I mean, Nevada closed down before we had our first death. And people were ticked. In fact, the mayor is going back and forth, Mayor Goodman is going back and forth with the governor on why did we have to close down and shut down a whole city and lose all these jobs and industries and, you know, just basically make our city go to a standstill. And we didn't have any deaths at the time. Now, currently, we're, I think, struggling with about 131 deaths. You know, again, you know, too many for my taste. But, you know, people are still asking, look, I, you know, was that worth us doing this? You know, 137 deaths in a state like Nevada is tragic. But still, it's a drop in the bucket compared to all the other things that this could do. That can kill people. So, you know, you're the longer we have with the shutdown, the longer we go with restricting business and letting people get back to their lives, a few things are going to happen. On one end, you're going to have people pretty comfortable. Some people are starting to get their money in. They're getting their unemployment checks. They're spending time with their kids. I have to admit, part of me is loving being around my kids. I worked every day of my life throughout their whole childhood. Even though I'm still working, I haven't taken a day off since, gosh, last December. Not this December that we just had, but the fall. So I've been working almost a year and a half straight. And I've always, you know, worked every day. That's just something that I've done. But I remember taking a couple days off around Christmas. And I, you know, I'm like, oh my gosh, you know, I love being around my kids. But I mean, this can't continue. My kids are going to have to spend time with somebody else other than mama. They're going to have to, you know, meet somebody and get married. They're going to have kids. So I can't keep them home in my bubble this whole time. Plus, money might run out. So we're being told that the government's small business emergency lending program, what they had put $350 billion towards, is tapped out. Small Business Association officially ran out of money for the Paycheck Protection Program. Negotiations on Capitol Hill have yet to generate a path forward to replenish more money. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin and Democrats are going to reconvene Thursday to try to reach an agreement on a package that will immediately increase funding for the program, but they aren't there yet. They say the program had and continues to have glitches and difficulties, but it did roll out $349 billion in less than 2 weeks. It got sucked up fast. Now, I'm a business owner, okay? So not only do I do journalism, not only do I do telemedicine, but I also own a couple salons. We applied for the program protection, the Paycheck Protection Program. The money we asked for that we thought we needed, we got way less. I'm grateful, but you know how you could get up to $100,000 per business? No, no. So, on one end, they were very conservative in terms of how much money they give out. They were very liberal on that. All right? You know, but on the other end, I don't think it's going to be enough to cover 8 weeks of unemployment that I, you know, or to cover 8 weeks of employment when we have a sluggish economy and we have experts at Harvard saying, you know what, you're going to have to social distance to the year 2021. I own two salons. How the heck are you supposed to social distance in a salon? Yeah, maybe we could have people wear masks. It's really hard to do people's hair where they're wearing a mask. You know, they almost are going to need to do like a face covering that doesn't have a tie. It's going to have like a sticky thing on it or something. Yeah, there we go. Somebody patent it, make a lot of money. But I bring this up because even though I'm very, very grateful that money was sent out, I think this SBA program is fantastic. As long as you do everything, you know, right by, you know, paying your employees and paying your rent and things like that, when we're allowed to reopen, you know, the loan gets forgiven. That's fantastic. So they basically gave America free money. But it's not enough. And not everybody got it. You have too many businesses out there. I mean, 350, what was it? 350 billion got sucked up in 2 weeks. That wasn't enough. 1-877-DOCTOR, don't go away.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Youngevity. Teamgaday.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The president's talking about reopening the U.S. economy. More and more governors, though, are imposing new orders, including wearing masks whenever going out in public, to grocery stores, pharmacies, or anywhere else. Here's Maryland's Governor Larry Hogan.
There are some very real reasons for hope and optimism right now. And there is clearly a light at the end of this tunnel. But exactly how and when we will get to that light is going to be up to each and every one of us.
Stocks turning mixed on Wall Street after originally opening higher today in early trading. Then came news that nearly 5.25 million Americans filed first-time jobless claims last week because of the coronavirus pandemic. The Dow Jones Industrial Average has been down over 200 points at times. And this is USA Radio News.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Maybe, maybe you'll swim back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty.
Maybe,
maybe red will flush your cheeks. Maybe after all, future's not so
ALI. All right, so Harvard researchers are saying that social distancing may need to extend way into 2022. Because coronavirus might resurge all the way until 2024. Are you kidding me? Harvard University's T.H. Chan School of Public Health says periods of social distancing may be necessary into 2022 to curb the spread of coronavirus. Sociologists have suggested that some social distancing methods like hugs, avoiding handshakes, could persist beyond the end of the pandemic. Oh my gosh, how do I not hug people I love? But the paper published Tuesday in the journal Science notes that even after the spread of the virus appears to wane, a resurgence in contagion could be possible as late as 2024. They say the total incidence of COVID-19 illness over the next 5 years will depend critically upon whether or not it enters into regular circulation after the initial pandemic wave, which in turn depends primarily upon the duration of immunity that SARS-CoV-2 infection imparts. So this is a peer-reviewed study, and it focused a large part of the question of how long immunity from exposure to the new coronavirus or cross-immunity could happen. And it ran these computer modeled scenarios using data from what we know so far. Now remember, a lot of our data is kind of halfway. But they combined the data with two related coronaviruses thought to be the second most frequent cause of the common cold behind rhinoviruses. You got rhinoviruses, enteroviruses, coronaviruses. If immunity at SARS-CoV-2 is similar to that of the milder coronaviruses included in the study, it may last for less than a year, leading to annual outbreaks very similar with cold and flu season. But in another scenario, immunity may last closer to 2 years, raising the possibility of getting outbreaks every 2 years with smaller flare-ups in the intervening years. So they use these computer models to kind of look at what the different possibilities could be. And they showed that SARS-CoV-2 could produce a substantial outbreak at any time of year, with an outbreak that starts in the autumn or early winter being more serious than one that establishes itself in late winter or spring. Now, they say similar pandemics have waned when temperatures rise in the summer. We saw that with the 1918 flu pandemic. We saw that with the previous SARS. So the models also showed that places with more defined seasons, like New York, could see steeper summertime reductions in infection than warmer climates like Florida, where they're warm, or you know, San Diego, where they have fairly, you know, warm temperature for most of the year. But this is followed by steep peak infections when winter returns. They say colder places could see more drastic seasonal pendulum swings in infection. They say in one scenario, immunity to the new coronavirus lasted about 2 years, combined with cross-immunity from less serious coronaviruses, could nearly eliminate SARS-CoV-2 before resurgence in 2024. Why 2024? They don't say. So they say here in quotes, one-time social distancing efforts may push the SARS-CoV-2 epidemic peak into the northern autumn. Intermittent distancing may be required into 2022 unless critical care capacity is increased substantially or a treatment or vaccine becomes available. So I know I was giving Harvard a hard time, but what they're trying to do is come up with scenarios so that we could go back to work. And I get that. Okay? I mean, you know, we cannot be on lockdown, you know, for this long. And social distancing, to me, equates to lockdown. Because I'm in jobs that, with the exception of broadcasting, I'm in jobs where you have a lot of person-to-person contact. I'm in medicine, and now I'm in, you know, beauty and salons and that kind of thing. So social distancing is difficult in a lot of fields, dentistry, et cetera. And so, to me, seeing that salons and dentists and things like that are closed down, that to me means we are, you know, looking at more lockdown. What I think Harvard is trying to do here is say, look, if we do go back to normal, there are going to be some things that we're going to have to do to reduce the spread. And I'm going to review those in the next segment. But let's look at the latest. Let me update you guys on the latest numbers here, okay? Because, you know, the curves are leveling. We are in April. And there's a chance that this is leveling off faster than we expected it to. Again, is it because we're social distancing or is it because things are getting warmer? I mean, where I live, I think we're already at 70 degrees. I think we might have even had an 80-degree temperature. It was hot. So, currently, global cases are 2.1 million. We've had 141,000 global deaths. 535,000 have recovered. And the USA still holds the most number of cases at 652,000 as we're doing more and more, testing. We've had 33,387 deaths. Have those deaths been broken up for us? I don't know. I haven't seen that. Are the majority of the deaths smokers? Are they not? Are they people who tested positive for coronavirus? Are they people who had respiratory illness? You know, we don't have a breakdown of those numbers. Spain is second with 182,000 cases. They have 19,000 deaths. Italy, though, has the second most number of deaths with 21,000 deaths and 165,000. Now, Italy, what's so interesting about that is Italy started the shutdown and the social distancing first. Now, you see, these are the studies we need. Italy went on lockdown right after China did. And again, unfortunately, we can't use any data out of China. We don't know what the heck. In fact, government officials on our end wants China to come clean and give us the real scoop. So Italy, you know, we believe is pretty, you know, is being pretty transparent. They started lockdowning earlier. I think, what, 10 to 15 days earlier? They have, though, 21,000 deaths, 165,000 cases. So they have more deaths per case ratio than we do. France is at about 147,000 cases total, 17,000 deaths. Germany, 135,000 cases with 3,800 deaths. Then comes the UK, China, Iran, Turkey, Belgium, Netherlands, Brazil. Canada's at about 28,000 cases. Russia, 27,000 cases. Israel at about 12,500 cases. India, 12,700 cases. South Korea, 10,600 cases with 229 deaths. Mexico, 5,800 cases, 449 deaths. Now, let's look at the more, you know, not summer, but the more warmer countries. Even though Mexico has a lot of areas that can be cold. Mexico, a lot more down on the list. Philippines, Indonesia, Singapore, Dominican Republic, Colombia. A lot of these places are seeing less now. But if we look at South America, if we look at South Africa, remember, their seasons are different, so we can't really compare it to that. But then people ask, what about Iceland? Iceland's cold. Iceland has 1,700 cases and 8 deaths. Now, again, Iceland's small, and I don't think a lot of people travel to Iceland, so maybe that's why those cases were mitigated. How is the U.S. doing in terms of states? Well, you know, 653,000 cases, 33,000 deaths. New York, with the majority of them, of course, 16,251 deaths. It's leveling off, but they still have deaths every day. New Jersey, 71,000 cases, 3,100 deaths. Massachusetts coming next with about 30,000 cases total. Michigan, 28,000 cases total. Pennsylvania, 27,000 cases. And then California comes in sixth. Their death toll has jumped to 889. And the total number of cases is 27,000. Now, one of you asked yesterday, are we going to start seeing some playing around with the numbers as governors want to, you know, make their argument that they need to stay shutting down? And I would think a governor would be more popular if he allowed economy to go back. You know, I mean, you know, people really, you know, they vote based on their, you know, based on their pocketbook. But I don't know. It's a good question. 1-877-DASH-VALLEY. Don't go away.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Again, big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. A big thanks to you all. I do want to get to your calls and questions. I want to apologize. I haven't had my email up so I could get some of your questions. But before we get to those, so governors and economists, doctors, and everybody's giving, you know, Donald Trump and the Washington administration their two bits on what needs to be done. Cambridge scientists compiled a list of 275 changes to day-to-day life that could help reduce coronavirus transmission. Now, when I first heard about that, I was like, all right, yay, Cambridge. You know, and mind you know, we like to, in the West Coast, give a lot of crap to Ivy League and East Coast schools. But, you know, because we went to West Coast schools and, you know, we love our more, you know, kind of podunk, redneck sort of, you know, attitude towards college. You know, we don't really dress up when we go to college, things like that. Whereas I think Ivy League is supposed to be a little fancier. But we're not fancy schmancy in the West. We just aren't. So when I heard that, I was like, okay, well, you know what? 275 is kind of a lot. But, you know, if they are going to come up with a list of things we could do so that we could move forward and get the country back open, I'm game. Let's take a look at it. This is pretty nice. Well, no. Most businesses won't be able to do this. Professor William Sutherland from the University of Cambridge's Department of Zoology led the study. Said there's increasing pressure to reopen the economy and get people back to work and out of isolation. True. He says, but if we return to operating as we did before the pandemic, there will be a second wave of the virus. Already, CDC Director Robert Redfield said the U.S. should brave for that second wave. So, strict lockdown measures, people, for the most part, agree are working. I know we have a lot of people out there going, I'd like to see the proof. Was all this really necessary? And I don't think we'll get the proof. I think whatever the numbers are, we are going to have to credit, whether we want to or not, to social distancing. And, you know, many people are cautious about that because they don't want, you know, this happening again. We don't want the government to go, all right, yeah, flu's here. Everybody shut down and lock down again. It's going to be too easy. Once they've done it, now they could do it. And they did it pretty much unchecked. And, again, with the support of most of us, because, again, it was a deadly, you know, virus. So how do we prevent the next lockdown? Well, if we want to prevent the next lockdown, we need to prove to our government officials and our politicians that we're not going to have another deadly pandemic. So basically, it's going to be on us business owners. It is going to take us business owners to have to prove that that another pandemic won't hit and we need to shut down again. We can't do that. There's not enough of us. We don't, you know. So instead, we have guidelines. And these guidelines are going to probably put many of us out of business. So if you look at the list, and there's a whole bunch, some of the recommendations are really, I mean, they're good recommendations. From a medical standpoint, they're fantastic. But for others, they're like, are you kidding me? So some of this full list, remember there's 275, one is use a vibrating wristband or computer applications to discourage people from touching their face. So, for those of us that are so used to touching our face, listen, I gotta touch my face because I gotta pluck. Okay, I gotta put makeup on. I gotta pick my teeth. I got a dental floss. I'm gonna touch my face. Alright, it's gonna happen. I have to scratch. It's allergy season. I'm gonna rub my nose. Okay, I'm touching my face. But, that's one measure. Limit the number or type of people at essential events like weddings or funerals. Australia has, I think, 5 people going to a wedding, 10 for a funeral. UK, only direct family at funerals or friends if no direct family. So now some of you are like, gosh, I hate going to funerals. Me, I need to go to funerals. I need that closure. I need to say goodbye. I need to say my prayers. I was just at a funeral a couple weeks ago for a friend of mine who died. That, you know, our kids grew up with her kids. It was not a very easy funeral to go to. But I needed that, you know. You need, you know, many religions need that. Use cell phone tracking to check if restrictions are being followed. Drivers will wait in car when dropping off or picking up objects or people. Have a time period in which only vulnerable people can leave their houses. Like, you know, like what some stores are doing for older individuals. Older individuals get to go to the store first. I think that's a fantastic idea. I really do. Design a system so doors automatically shut once numbers exceed a given threshold, as detected by phone signals. Ban walking on escalators. Now, I don't get that. Unless what they mean is there's social distancing on an escalator where you only get to step on it if there's a big yellow X. And then don't let somebody walk down the escalator. They have to stand on their X. I wonder if that's what they're talking about. Normalize walking clockwise around shared spaces. I don't know if you've been to some of these stores where you could only go clockwise. You could only, you know, move to the left. Yeah. Discourage unnecessary speaking when forced to be close. I don't know how the heck you limit that. I always have something to say, and none of my speaking is unnecessary. If I need to say something, I'm going to say something. Does that mean we can't sing? Does that stop singing? I mean, singing obviously isn't necessary, like don't touch the fire or take your medicine. But I love to sing. I can sing all the time. Me, 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 me. But you know what? That's not speaking. That's singing. Turn off background music in public places so people don't have to raise their voices or move closer, or so perhaps increase transmission. Well, there goes concerts. Use increased drones for delivery. Yeah, increased use of drones for delivery. We talked about that. The drone business is going to explode. People are going to lose their jobs, but drones will be delivering. Now, how do we know a drone doesn't have a virus on it? Use driverless vehicles for delivery. See, less people. This is all moving towards less people and have less people having jobs. Disinfect food with short wavelength UV light that has germicidal activity. Seems effective. It cannot be used when humans or animals are present. So they would have to zap our food. Test pet animals for COVID-19 infection if transmission from infected pets or people is suspected. There is no way any of my cats, dogs, going to let you stick, right, you know, a thing up their nose. And, I mean, you could check their potty, maybe, but prohibit travel from urban centers to second or family homes in rural communities to reduce burden on rural health infrastructure. They actually talk about, in terms of visiting, only visit family if necessary. Now, I know some of us are like, Dr. Dahlia, let sleeping dogs lie on that one. Let's let that one go. We will be getting out of having to see the in-laws from here on out. That could be pretty good. But the problem is, I mean, the kids need to see grandma. They need to see grandpa, you know? So, increase home confinement, self-isolate. They're talking about still continuing those. Reduce local movement. Require that the workforce do not go out and buy lunch. Stagger work hours so not all workers are 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. That's something we might do with our salons, where what we have is we have, you know, the hours open earlier and later. Decrease shopping visits. Less limit close contact, limit intergroup mixing, limit contact while undertaking travel. So, I don't see how these things are very practical, but is it better than a shutdown? 1-877-DOCTOR.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.